Shkalim chapter at Mishnah 8. What's interesting about this Mishnah is you'll see the Karti brings, he quotes the Tiferet Yisrael. He says that he hasn't been privileged to understand how this Mishnah fits in. It doesn't belong yet. You'll see why. Because it says the Mishnah, tamid nitnan kevish mizrach. The limbs of the Tamid offering, when they shechted the Tamid offering, so they would cut it up, and part of it, the limbs were burnt on the altar. But they wouldn't take it straight up onto the altar straight away. What they would do is they would bring it up onto the ramp, onto the altar, and then they would put it down there, and they would go inside into one of the rooms and say the Shema. And they would come back and they would take it up the rest of the ramp. And the ramp was a huge ramp. It was 32 amas long and 16 amas wide. And where they would put it, they would put the limbs of the Tamid offering, was on the lower half of the ramp, on the eastern side. The ramp ran from south to north, so on the bottom half of the ramp and on this towards the east of the ramp, that's where they would put the limbs of the Tamid offering. V'shel musafin nitanin mechetzi kevish lamata b'marav. The limbs of the musaf offering they would put also on the lower half of the ramp, but these they would place on the western side of the ramp. So they didn't get them mixed up. They knew which limbs were for the Tamid offering and which limbs were for the Musaf offering on the days the Musaf was bought. V'shel Roshei Chodashim, and the Musaf offering of Rosh Chodesh, Nitanin al Karkov, they would put it on the Karkov HaMizbayach Milamala, on the Karkov of the altar above. So the Karkov, there's different opinions as to what this Karkov is, but we'll go with the opinion that it's the Soivev, not halfway around, higher actually, because the altar was 9 amas high. 6 amas up, around the outside of it was a little ledge that the Kohanim used to walk around on, that ledge. And one of the opinions is this Karkov was the Soivev. And they would put the limbs of the Rosh Chodesh offering just below that Karkov, at that height. And then people would see it was higher than the other limbs, so people would see the limbs sitting there, and then people would know that today was Rosh Chodesh. So they put it up there. Next part of the Mishnah deals with something else. It says, Shkalim v'bikurim ein hagin ela bifnei habayis. That the shkalim, the shekel donation, and the bikurim, the first fruit offerings, only applied at the time of the temple. They don't apply today. And the Karti learns it out from psukim that link the shkalim and the bikurim to the temple times. Aval masa dagan, but the masa of grain, in other words, the truma and masa that went to the Kohen and the Levi, that applies today. Masa behema, every tenth animal that had to be given, that also applies today. But the rabbis overrode that, actually, because the rabbis, if you separate every tenth animal, now it's a holy animal, and there's nothing you can do with a holy animal. You can't get any benefit from it. So the rabbis said, shave al kasei, sit back and don't do anything. Don't separate every tenth animal, otherwise we're going to have a problem. But the firstborn animals also apply today. The firstborn animal also apply today. So you see, the way they get out of the firstborn animals today is they give a share of the animal to a non-Jew. Because in order for the firstborn animal to apply and to have sanctity, it has to be completely owned by a Jew. It couldn't be partially owned by a non-Jew. And they give a part today to a non-Jew. Why? Because again, it would be a holy animal. We can't offer it up in the temple today, so this holy animal, you'd actually have a problem. You'd be stuck with this Kodesh animal. Yeah, there was nothing you could do with it. So we use a bit of a legal thing today to get out of having it be a Bechoros. Nohagin bain b'fnei habayis, bain shelo b'fnei habayis. All these three things apply whether there's a temple or not. Hamakdish shkalim ubikurim. We've just said that shkalim and bikurim don't apply today. But what happens if someone today says, I'm donating this coin and I'm making it a shekel? It says the Mishnah, reize kodesh, it takes holiness, it takes on sanctity. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, Omer bikurim kodesh. If one says these are bikurim, then they're going to be holy, then Einan Kodesh. He says the sanctity doesn't take hold. Even if you intentionally try and make it take hold today, it doesn't take hold. That's the end of Shkalim. Hadron Lechem Masechta Shkalim.